Auburn's recruiting board is starting to take shape as some big time official visits are locked in.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. And let's get it. It's time to talk recruiting. It's recruiting visit season. When I say visit, we're talking about scheduling official visits. Still in the evaluation, building out the board. But as you see these visits get announced, the board starts to make sense. It starts to take shape, and you see kind of the pathway that Auburn's going to choose. And we're going to talk about two guys that get locked in, that we got locked in for visits. But before we do that, we got to give a shout-out to thebarnauburn.com. Sign up today. Take $25 off your annual membership for 2025. Just go. It'll automatically be applied. Whenever you log in, you just click sign up for the annual membership. It'll automatically take the $25 off, and you can jump in the conversation. We have recruiting updates nearly every single day, team updates. Whenever that stuff starts rolling in, we'll have a ton of spring updates, practice footage, practice notes, all that good stuff. So make sure you get ahead of the game and get signed up and get logged in and join the fun. So check us out, thebarnauburn.com. There's not a ton of action at this point in time. Just not. This is not really commit season. You may get one here or there, but this is not really commit season. Right now, what the goal is to coaches are allowed to go on the road. Okay. So you go and you're checking grades, you're going into high schools, you're making sure you're doing your due diligence on these kids, and you're really starting to kind of build out your board. You may have had a decent idea of who you want, but this is where you really hone in. You really decide, okay, we like this kid, but we got to do all of our homework and make sure that this kid is going to be the guy that we're going to commit time, effort, and honestly, down the road, money to. That's just the name of the game now. It's part of it. So you got to make sure that you do all your homework and you make sure that your investment is you're making a wise investment. Typically right now you're starting to see kids announce official visits. And I think that's kind of what we're talking about today. Some big official visits that have been announced. You know, last summer was incredible. Last summer was like commit bonanza. I think you had somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 commits before the season even started. And early on, it's starting to look like it may shape up that exact same way, kind of building to that crescendo that will be Big Cat weekend. So, again, you got around 10 or so official visits from May to June locked in already. And we're going to talk about two of those here in just a second. But, yeah, the summer's looking like it's going to be electric again. Right off the bat, you got five-star quarterback Jared Curtis. The number one overall quarterback in the country, that maybe a top five overall prospect in the country. I've talked a lot about what direction Auburn may look at going, or what direction my opinion is they should go as far as quarterback is concerned for 2026. I've talked about, you know, In the old days, you know, just a mere 5-6 years ago, you want to go get the best guy you can get every single year and just see what happens. Typically, they hang around. The transfer portal was not really a thing at the point. It was a thing, but it was not necessarily a huge deal because you had to sit out a year if you transferred. So it wasn't quite as attractive. Typically, most of those kids, they would go to JUCO and then transfer back where they could kind of keep playing and not just transfer and sit. So you really had no risk of bringing in a guy, or a low risk of bringing in a guy and him not being with you for 3 to 4 years. Now it's different. Now you got to have a plan, man. You got to have a development plan. You got to have a pathway to playing time plan. Not maybe not necessarily guaranteeing anything, but just, hey, this is what we see. You come in, you do A, B, and C, and then you're playing here. This is when we think you'll be able to jump in. And if that's attractive, the guy's going to jump in. And if it plays out that way, great. If you have some bumps in the road, you know, it kind of throws everything into kind of muddies the water, makes everything a little bit tougher. Well, you know, with Auburn signing Deuce Knight last year, you've got a two-year quarterback in Jackson Arnold. In theory, you slide Deuce in right behind that. It just makes it a tough sell, in my opinion. Makes it a tough sell on a top quarterback because, hey, there's only 1 year separating me and another five-star quarterback. So does Auburn put all the resources in trying to get another five-star quarterback? Or do you maybe take a guy that's got really good traits, really good potential, and maybe will help you with some other recruits, but is not maybe not necessarily – I guess you're not necessarily depending on him to be the guy, when it's his turn. And it looked like maybe Auburn was going to move in that direction with guys like a Travis Burgess, or maybe even pushing for a guy like Landon Duckworth. But at least it seems like they're willing to be patient. And I guess that's really the more wise option here, is you don't necessarily have to rush into anything. You don't have to rush into getting quarterback on board. As much as we'd probably all like that, go ahead and get that guy on the board. You don't have to, because of the same reasons that I just stated. So why not? Why not bring in the best guy that you can possibly get for an official visit? You are getting the first visit, which is typically not the most ideal. Typically in high school, you want to have the last visit possible before they make a decision. You're going to be the first of four. Okay, so doesn't necessarily signify anything. You could knock it out of the park on your very first visit, on his very first visit, and he goes ahead and says, hey, I'm locked in and I don't want to visit anywhere else. I mean, that's definitely a possibility. And it's also a possibility he could visit here first, go through all his visits, and none of them live up to the first one. And he still ends up in Auburn. So I'm not saying first visit is kiss of death or anything. It's just not the most ideal. But you have the flexibility with who you already have on the roster that you don't necessarily have to rush into a relationship at this point in time. You can be patient. Now, I don't typically like the way – obviously, I'm very excited of ending up with Deuce Knight, but I really – it was stressful how the quarterback situation went last season. Okay, the recruitment, you know, deal. You know, first off, you had – the kid who ultimately ended up at USC, I can't remember his name. Kylie from Texas, really good quarterback. His name just completely left me. Regardless, he was one of your top targets. He commits to Texas A&M. So you lose out on him. You pivot to Julian Lewis. You sort of ride that train a little bit too far past the station. And, you know, obviously that didn't work out. Even though there were multiple times where you thought you were just, hey, this is imminent. He's gonna flip. We're getting him, and it just never materialized. So then you rock into the season where now you're trying to sort of mend relationships with Deuce Knight to try to build back rapport to get him here, and then you had the multiple games where he came to visit with no commitment, and I just with quarterbacks. It's selfishly you would like to go ahead and get that done and over with. But I can totally understand the position that you're afforded to be able to be patient, you know, this cycle. So it does kind of seem like that may be the route that Auburn goes. Now, I say that, and you may get a commitment from a quarterback this weekend. It's all kind of up in the air. I know that people talk about, oh, it's just a visit, whatever. An official visit, if you get an official visit, you got a shot. It doesn't matter if it's a a small shot. If you get an official visit, you got a shot. So it is a big deal. It is a big deal to lock in an official visit with the best quarterback you can possibly get, quite frankly, in the whole country, not just the best quarterback in your area, the best quarterback in your region, the best quarterback in the whole country. And honestly, this kid's really good. I mean, he is everything that when you hear me talking about the traits and the game and how much Jackson Arnold's just overall style of play fits with Hugh Freeze. I mean, just multiply that by, you know, make a little bit taller, a little bit faster, a little bit bigger, and you got Jared Curtis. I mean, everything that Jackson Arnold does, this kid does. He runs. He can throw from multiple platforms, off platform. He can throw. He can make get the quick release, throw off balance. He can do all those things that you need to be able to do in the RPO game. Runs a little bit of RPO in high school, so that's a good transition. He's a good player, man. If you get him, he's a rock star. So he could be a very, 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 very good quarterback at Auburn. They already kind of, in high school, he already has sort of the Auburn color scheme, you know, the orange and blue. So maybe it's just a natural move straight to Auburn. But regardless, you're fired up about that, and you're going to go ahead and give it your best shot. And it does kind of seem like, hey, no need to rush. No need to rush right now. Let's just – he's coming in on, I believe, sometime in May, sometime around May, maybe the beginning of May, I think, May 16th, so right in the middle of May. So he's coming in the middle of May. Why not? Be patient. Let's see what happens. But Jared Curtis, official visit locked in. Anytime you get a locked-in official visit from the best quarterback in the whole country – hey, that's something to look forward to. So let's see what happens. Let's see if you can get him in campus for spring. That'd be good. That would signify, hey, it's a little bit more serious. You're maybe gaining a little bit of momentum. Let's see what happens there. Another big-time official visitor. Hey, according to On3's rankings, this is the number one overall player. Not just of his position, not just of his state. The number one overall player in the whole class has locked in an official visit. You've heard us talk about this kid, Zion Elie from St. Francis Academy, Auburn North, Auburn High School North, basically. Or maybe not Auburn High School, because even though you did just get a commitment, and I guess today would be signing day for Omar Mabson. We may talk about that as well later on this week. But Auburn usually hasn't had as much luck at Auburn High School, even though they just got Omar. So I don't want to necessarily label it Auburn High School North, but you know what I'm saying? It's becoming a pipeline. It's becoming just, it seems like it's the school down the road, St. Francis Academy. Every time I ask about this kid, every single time I ask, hey, how are we feeling about Zion? What's the word on Zion? The confidence seems to grow. Every single time it's, man, I mean, it's crazy, but I really think Auburn's got a shot here. I really think Auburn is continuing to chip away. I think Auburn, it really has a shot to get this kid. Every aspect that you can come up with to define an elite pass rusher, just whatever trait you want to throw out there. Okay. Anything that you want to come up with, size, speed, burst, motor, aggressiveness, strength, whatever, any one of those traits that you look at and you're like, man, if I want my pass rusher to have this kid does it at an elite level. Every single thing. It's really hard to find a weakness in his game. He is, when I say size, he's basically like a like Jalen McLeod kind of size. Okay, so if that's what you're looking for, well, that's what I think this defense is kind of looking for. That's what this edge position, outside linebacker position, typically looks like in this defense. It may not be for every defense, but for this defense, it's tailor-made for it. This kid is just—I mean, he's literally like a creative player for DJ Durkin. If DJ Durkin could design his take a piece of clay and create his ideal high school edge prospect, it would be this kid. I mean, he's just really, he's really good. He's coming in on June 13th, and he's coming with two, not one, two St. Francis Academy teammates. Obviously, Auburn commitment Wayne Henry, who I'm starting to like more and more every time I see film of him. And then one of the top safeties in the country, Jaira Edwards. Auburn's going to be battling Ohio State for that one, I think. But I think Auburn is in obviously really good, obviously in a really good spot with Wayne Henry as he's in a, as he's a commit. But I think Auburn's in a good spot with Jaira Edwards too. So you got essentially the it looks like I've misspoken. No. On three still has him the number one overall player, number one overall player in the country, number one overall player at his position. Solid player. Zion Ely coming. Locked in for an official visit. He's still committed to Maryland, but I just don't think anybody feels like that's where he ends up. I don't feel like anybody feels like, yeah, you know, Auburn's really, really got to battle Maryland to flip that commit. It feels like it's Auburn versus other schools more so than Maryland. It's the hometown school, but still, it just does not feel like that's where he ends up. We'll see. I guess, you know, if mama or whoever wants him home, that might be tough to beat, but it just does not feel like that's where he ends up. So that's two really, really elite prospects that Auburn has locked in, and you only have roughly, you know, 9 or 10 official visits locked in as of now. That list will grow incredibly over the next several weeks, so it's going to be something to watch. And I doubt those will be the only five stars with the only five stars with official visits to Auburn. Auburn's going to have quite a few. And again, just shaping up to be a really, really fun summer once again. This is the period of time where all this stuff starts happening. Again, it's that evaluation period. And that's whenever you start to see coaches on the road. You start seeing guys popping up at high schools all over the place. In-home Hugh season, where he gets to go kind of do what he's been known to do, like what he's been known for is kind of take over a house and sort of, you know, flex a little bit. That's kind of what he's always been really good at on the recruiting trail. So you got a signing today. Omar Mabson should be signing with the Auburn Tigers today to complete that 2025 class. I don't expect anybody else. If anybody else signs, it's a huge surprise. But Auburn's obviously fired up to add him. I wish he could be here in spring, but understand it's tough when you reclass to make that happen. Love that kid. I think he's going to be a really, really good player. A really, really good player at Auburn. I think he's going to play early. He's just that type of player. He's got the size already. He's short, but he's stocky. He's big. He can handle the pounding already. He can handle, you know, the grind of the SEC already just from how well put together he is. And then obviously he's got the home run speed, got a little bit of it all. But glad to have him sign an official today, Omar Mabson. He's going to be a star at Auburn. So, guys, a lot of fun recruiting stuff on the horizon, and this train does not seem – the only thing that seems like it can derail this recruiting machine is if we put another stinker out there in fall. And I've just – I don't know. Got a good feeling about this fall. I like this team. I like this roster, and I think we're probably going – that's – odds are that's probably not going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see. And we got a lot of time to speculate about it. Hey, a lot of time. Too much time to speculate about it. But I appreciate you guys listening. Another great show. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Let me know how you feel about these visits in the comments. Do you like the direction Auburn's going in the quarterback? What do you think Auburn's chances are with Zion Ely? I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments. I pretty much respond to every single one. Guys, we'll be back every single day this week. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.